Cornucopia Radio presents.
Hello, and welcome to A Little Bit Racy, the improvisation comedy panel show that you just couldn't make up. I'm your host, James Cottle, and this show is sponsored by Huggies! Know your limits. In the show, panelists race against a time limit of just 3 minutes to improvise their way to a destination. They begin from different starting points and use an assortment of randomly assigned objects, companions, and modes of transport, but they must keep all of them with them when they travel. They also have to overcome another panelist who will improvise obstacles to try and stop them. Joining me on the show, our very own Fantastic Four, on account of their respective Tinder descriptions of hot, flexible, rock hard, and invisible. Please welcome Pip Mason, Johnny Sire, David Wiley, and Tom Harrison. So, let's move on to the challenge in round one. The American and British governments have come together to unveil their latest global achievement. A transatlantic express rail service that sends passengers shooting across the ocean between the countries. One problem, though. They have yet to put any brakes onto the locomotives, and the first departure is in 3 minutes. You must head to the terminal in Cornwall and affix them yourself. So, attempting the challenge first will be Pip. You have with you as your object a police siren. Right. Your companion is Mr. Blobby.
Okay.
And your mode of transport is the top deck of a double-decker bus.
Specifically the top deck.
Only the top deck.
Only the top deck.
Right. And your starting point is tied to the tracks before an oncoming steam locomotive by a dastardly bloke in Mexico City, Mexico.
Mexico City, okay.
And attempting to stop you will be Johnny, who will improvise obstacles and anything he can throw into your way. So, best of luck to you, Pip.
Thank you.
Have 3 minutes. Your time starts now.
So, I'm in Mexico with my bestie, Mr. Blobby. We've been engaged on a massive 3-week bender, getting into all kinds of mischief.
Culminating in being tied to tracks.
Yes. Maybe some suitcase of money went missing. Maybe some hands got lost. But we kind of annoyed the local drug cartel. And I'm currently tied to the tracks.
You've just noticed Mr. Blobby's actually been hit by a cactus and now is deflated.
He's deflated.
Oh, wow.
Well, oh my God, because, right, so, well, I can't really do anything because I'm tied to the tracks still. But I just go like, Blobby, do something. So at which point, like, as he's deflating, he manages to whip the police siren on his head and come charging over the hill, panicking the cartel. So they just leg it, and he manages to untie me. And it's like, yeah, Blobby, like, let's get out of here. Blobby, Blobby, Blobby. Like, okay, whatever. I still have no idea what he said. And it's like, it's okay. Like, he's got a getaway vehicle, and then I see it is literally the top deck of the top deck of a bus, and it's like, Blobby, where's the rest of it? Blobby, Blobby, like, no, we'll talk about it later.
Don't know.
You've got what you've got. So with his mighty strength, I managed to like hold on to what I can only assume is his lower back to keep him from deflating.
And that one little hole. Well,
that
yeah,
one little hole.
Up.
And we have to get out of Mexico. We can't go to the American border. Maybe because of some slight balloons of some substance that is currently in Mr. Blobby.
We'll have a smuggling side
round
later.
I'm not asking any questions. We need to get out of there. So instead we go south. We go south for South America towards Venezuela, working our way
the opposite way to Cornwall. I like it.
It's fine. It's fine. We'll get there. It's fine. So we go to Venezuela, and then we manage to go all the way down to like Brazil.
Mr. Blobby is stopped by a passerby because they like his bright colours.
They like his bright colours.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. In that case, my only idea I could think of is to reach inside him and get one of the balloons of whatever the hell it is and just throw it at them. He's a bit annoyed, but it's like, it's okay. It's a distraction. We'll move on.
1 minute left.
Right. So now we're in Brazil. We find ourselves on a freight trawler. We make our way across the Atlantic and onto.
How are you getting your top deck of your bus onto this trawler, might I ask?
Well, Mr. Blobby is very strong. He'll just fold it. So it's slightly smaller, yep. But it's fine. We find ourselves on a trawler that is shipping to the northern coast of Africa,
and
it's
the captain is taking a very fancy to Mr. Blobby and now wants to keep him as his sea wench.
As his sea wench. Well, like Blobby, whatever you do on your own time is fine, but first we have to solve this problem, and then you can come back to the sea captain and have a beautiful, like, sea wedding.
We don't want
to
know what
sea
it was.
Sea wedding, whatever they have. So, okay, so we work our way, we cross the Mediterranean, we find our way into Europe. We get on, like, the best form of transport through Europe, which is the megabus.
You are surrounded... Because everyone's a fan of Mr. Blobby.
Everyone's a fan of Mr. Blobby. It's okay.
10 seconds left.
Right, it's okay. Oh, this is going to be quick. Right, it's okay. So it's like they froze. We get him to... He does a little dance, gets some money. That buys us passage all the way to the UK, at which point we get to the terminal and we do the thing with the train.
Excellent. Yeah. Good, Mason.
Yeah, I just went in the complete opposite direction.
Yeah, you went a bit roundabout. That's fine. We eventually got there, maybe. Okay. So now, Johnny, you're going to be attempting to get to Cornwall to affix the brakes. You have with you as your object a briefcase full of fake money.
Always useful.
Your companion is Oprah Winfrey. Your mode of transport is a killer whale. And your starting point is delivering British takeaway to a restaurant in Shanghai, China. So,
okay.
Best of luck to you, Johnny, and best of luck to you, Pip. Trying to stop him.
Thank
Johnny,
you.
Your time starts now.
Okay, so I'm delivering fish and chips to Mr. Chen in Shanghai, China. And he's very, very grateful that he gives me his rickshaw. I put the killer whale on the rickshaw, and Oprah Winfrey is now pulling us along China.
Unfortunately, Oprah Winfrey made the mistake of grabbing the handles first, then the whale landed on it, and it's just catapulted her, like, all the way across the city.
That's fine, because she's going in the right direction.
So you'll just pick her up on the way?
That we will. We'll
meet
catch her up. We catch her up somewhere near Iraq, I believe. She's got quite a lot. So, you know, I'm pulling
How
the whale.
How far did that catapult her?
Well, Oprah Winfrey, she's not a small lady, is she? So. She's not listening to this. You know, so we make it all the way across China, no problems. You know, I've got all the fake money, so any problems that we do hit, I just barter my way along and say, there you go.
You have
go.
To keep the money there with you, you, though.
Okay, then I take it all back. And just say...
No, that border guard wants his money back. You just gave him like 1 million yen to cross over the border, then immediately took it back. And
well,
he's that, like,
no,
what
no,
the
that's
hell,
fine,
dude?
That's fine, because I keep the fake money and I give him real money.
Well, what? Okay. Out of your own pocket, it's fine.
That seems like a really good deal.
So we are in Iraq. We pick up Oprah Winfrey. We pick her up. The whale's getting a bit hot by now, but so is Oprah Winfrey. So she uses her sweat to keep the whale moist and they both stay alive. It's not enough, so we go
north.
We go north to the Dead Sea. And they both get in and have a little bit of a paddle around.
Yeah, you've got time. It's only 3 minutes.
Yeah, a bit of a paddle around. We use the whale to get across the Dead Sea. We don't need the rickshaw anymore. It's fine. And we come out at whatever's next to the Dead Sea.
Unfortunately, the whale is so happy just floundering around in the Dead Sea that it doesn't want to leave.
It's okay, because I am trained in the art of scaring whales. I just shout, harpoon, and it leaves. Straight out. And now we're crossing. We're in France. We're in France.
Wow, that was quite a jump.
Well, Oprah's got very strong legs. She's pulling us
she
again.
She has done
you
a
see.
Very
She's
sterling pull, job. 1 minute
what?
Left.
Pulling on what? Because you left the rickshaw.
She is pulling us on her strength and her money. she bought us. Funnily enough, she bought us a whale transporting device.
A lot of dodgy transactions in this round.
Yeah. Specifically a whale transporting device.
Yeah, known as a truck. So we're driving the truck across France. Yeah. A little bit of sightseeing along the way,
oh,
you know.
Nice.
Yeah, we see the Arc de Triomphe and...
The other one.
The other one.
The other one.
Mustaches. And we get to the border.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's like protests going on at Calais, and it's like... You know, all the lorry drivers are really upset and they think you're a lorry driver because you're in a lorry, funnily enough.
Good point. So what I do is I use the lorry as a decoy. I let everyone get on the lorry that they want to and the lorry stays in Calais and me, Oprah and the whale go across the channel. It's only like this big.
10 seconds left.
And we make it to, where are we going?
Cornwall.
Cornwall! We make it across, we get the tube all the way to Cornwall. because yep. Then and then we fix the brakes.
Excellent, Johnny Sawyer. Wonderful stuff from our first pair there. Very good stuff. But we're now moving swiftly on to our second pair. And going first will be David Wiley. You have with you as your object a malevolent human brain in a jar. Your companion is the Beverly Town Lawn Bowls team, County Champions 2003. Your mode of transport is a fan rigged to a skateboard. And your starting point is in an igloo in Death Valley, Eastern California. So while you're trying to get to Cornwall, and Tom will now be trying to stop you by improvising any obstacles and throwing whatever he can in your way. Best of luck to you, Wiley. Your time starts now.
Okay. The igloo melts.
Save me the first thing.
And then I start thinking about how I'm going to get to Cornwall. First point of call, getting from one side of America to the other side. I'll deal with the water later. So luckily I've got my fan rigged to a skateboard. I turn it on, the fan, and it pushes the skateboard along slightly. I think, yep, that's going to get us eventually across America.
The only problem is you slowly begin to realise that your malevolent brain or head,
it's a
doesn't
brain.
Matter. Your malevolent head thing in a jar is like has actually been kind of perverting the bowls team, turning them over to a sort of like evil form of kind of.
If you want to take more time of my round, you go ahead.
Wicker Man sort of paganism. They're having sex in car parks. They're burning police officers. And other such assorted awesome things.
I open the jar, punch the brain so it stops doing the stuff. And now it's just a dead brain floating around in a jar. It can no longer do anything.
That's a bit morbid. Everyone,
look at what it's doing to all my companions. I'm here trying to get there on a skateboard with all 12 of... How many are in a bowls team?
Let's say 12.
So presumably if it's a human brain... You said it was a brain.
It is a human
brain.
If
it's a brain floating in a jar, is it floating in a jar or is it just...
It's just in a jar.
I think it should be like with lots of chemicals to keep it alive.
You think that, but it's in a jar.
Well, I'm willing to agree with Wiley. You kind of a floating... You kind of a
okay,
brain
fine.
In a jar.
Go!
Thanks, Tom. All the floating chemicals are actually pretty useful. I pour them into the battery compartment of the fan and it supercharges it, meaning that it goes a lot faster across the desert.
Excellent.
I hold on to one of the Beverly Town Lawn Bowls Team County Champions 2003. member of the Beverly Town Lawn Bowls Team County Champions 2003 holds on to
now
the next one.
Wasting time.
1 minute left.
We basically form an entire line of them, pulling them along, a little bit like a string of kites, I suppose.
You know what you've done wrong? You just poured evil brain fluid into your machinery, so now you have evil machinery. It's like you've never done this before. Like, God.
I open up the fan and punch it. So it's so I've now got a broom skateboard. However, I have got bowls teams, and we basically make balls out of the desert sand that we've been riding. I'm not even out of the...
No, go!
They roll it, and the force pushes it back in the opposite direction. We get a whole line of them doing it, and eventually it's like a conveyor belt pushes us all the way to the ocean, and we fall out and start swimming. I don't know what we're going to do. Yeah, we've got a long swim ahead of us. But fortunately, we've got brain matter, which can form, what's in a brain? I don't know.
Frontal lobes and stuff.
This is really difficult.
10 seconds left.
We form a ring and I don't know.
You don't see it, but he's adjusting his tie.
We do a synchronized swimming... display
good.
In the
they're county
ocean.
Champions, they'll be good
and,
at that.
Yeah.
Excellent. David Wiley. All right, fantastic stuff there from David Wiley, sort of. And now we have Tom attempting to get to Cornwall. You have with you as your object a t-shirt cannon. Your companion is Sir Elton John. Your mode of transport is a trampoline on wheels. And your starting point is posing nude for an art class in Swaziland, South Africa.
Okay. I'll give it my best.
Best of luck to you, Tom, and best of luck to you, Wiley, trying to stop him. Tom, your time starts now.
Okay, so I'm obviously posing nude. No need to go through all of that again. I'm enjoying it. It's tasteful. It's artistic. It's got a John Lennon, Yoko Ono vibe. But then they're like, have a fly crawl across your skin. It's like, ooh, too spooky for me.
While you're doing all of that, you realise that you're moving about an awful lot. You're supposed to be staying still for a nude art class.
I'm a nervous guy, and I drink a lot of coffee.
Maybe you should put like a t-shirt on or something.
Yeah, okay. I fire a t-shirt cannon into my chest, and it magically wraps around, preventing.
That thing's pretty. That's quite powerful.
I've got a bruise.
You're gonna get some bruises.
Yeah, I'm a little bit bruised, but I staple it up at the bottom, and I'm ready to go. So I hop on the trampoline with Sir Alton, obviously, and my cannon. I start wheeling it through Africa, kind of traversing plains, and the Serengeti is, I think, above South Africa.
Everything's above.
Yeah. I guess the clue is in the name.
Elton John is getting a bit travel sick because he's sort of like rolling around on the trampoline.
And bouncing.
He's a bit nervous about this cannon that you've brought along with you as well.
I explained to him that it's not a real cannon, but a t-shirt cannon, and then I present him with a t-shirt that he can throw up into if he wants. He absolutely has to.
He does end up throwing up into that t-shirt, but it all comes out the head hole.
That's the advantage of using a t-shirt as a sick bag. I mean, it doesn't really work if you don't want to get sick on the floor, but that's beside the point. I'm travelling, it's fine.
You're leaving this trail of sick behind you.
It's grim. It's really grim. I avert my gaze from the disgusting trail of sick behind me and continue towards North Africa, towards Libya, let's say. I bought a passage on a trawler. No.
What do you barter with?
Alton John, obviously.
1 minute left.
He uses all of his favourite. I'm going to be honest, I'm drawing a blank with Alton John songs. I was always more of a Warren Zevon sort of dude.
Elton doesn't like that one.
He can play the Lion King. You're in Africa.
Oh, yeah. We did the Lion King. We reenact an on-stage performance of the Lion King for the people of Libya.
They can have t-shirts of the show.
Yeah. Oh, we're firing t-shirts into the crowd as we do the Circle of Life. Just like boom, boom, boom. Managed to get passage to Spain. where I need more things to do with the t-shirt cannon. I start firing a stream of t-shirts to propel our trampoline on wheels while doing spinning jump flips.
10 seconds left.
It's pretty Cirque du Soleil. I wash up on the shores of Britain, of England more specifically, because it's closer to where I need to go, and wheel my way to glory and success, hoping that I actually know how to fix a train. Spoiler
Excellent!
Alert.
Tom Harrison. Wonderful stuff. I would want to see that Lion King performance.
It was classic.
So, fantastic stuff there from both pairs in round one, but we have to find out who the winners are, and those two winners are Johnny and Tom. Woo! Congratulations. We now move swiftly on to round two. In this round, the winning panelists must improvise their way to a whole new destination. They may use their object, companion, and mode of transport again, but this time they are allowed to dispose of them if they wish. However, the defeated panelists will try and stop them once again, this time using their own object, companion, and mode of transportation to improvise obstacles. In order to prevent them from becoming the a little bit racy transatlantic train terminating technician. So, let's see what the challenge is in round two. Despite your difficulties interpreting the Japanese instructions, the maiden voyage sets off to Portland without a hitch. But what's this? You've put the brakes on backwards, speeding the train up whenever they're pulled. The Americans are able to redirect the train to the Trans-Pacific Express Rail Service over to Tokyo, where you must meet it and find a way to safely slow it to a halt. So, attempting the challenge first will be Johnny, who, just to remind everyone, has with him a briefcase full of fake money, Oprah Winfrey and his killer whale, and Pip, you'll now be trying to stop him using your police siren, Mr. Blobby, and your top deck of a double-decker bus. Best of luck to you, Johnny, trying to get from Cornwall all the way to Tokyo. Your time starts now.
Okay, well, I'm a bit annoyed because I was pretty much just there.
Yep.
But anyway, I know the route now, so I go back towards France. We get through the tunnel, as before. My truck's still there.
How'd you get to France so quickly? You're in Cornwall.
Damn it!
I was about to jump on that. Yeah.
So we use all my fake money to buy a very nice car.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, over the water?
Yeah, unfortunately, you can't use your fake money because all that swimming around the ocean, the case is leaked and all the money's soggy.
Damn. Mm. It's okay, because inside the fake money... No, it's a briefcase. It's yeah, a briefcase. Not just money, it has credit cards as well, and they survived. So I use the credit cards to buy my car, and we go to France. It's a big car because it's got a whale in it, and it's got Oprah Winfrey.
The whale, mostly.
I'm not touching that one.
I've got nothing against Oprah Winfrey. Should you ever be listening to this show, Oprah? I'm so sorry. Please sponsor us. So we're in France. We get back into the truck, and we go for Tokyo. We go back to...
The direct road to Tokyo.
The direct road to Tokyo. I think it's called the A1. To Tokyo.
Oh no, but what's in the middle of the road waiting for you? It's a quarter of a double-decker bus top half because it's been folded and it's in a ramp going into a ravine.
Oh, that's okay. Because modern-day transport has steering wheels and we go round it.
Damn it!
So, we keep going. We're back in Iraq right now. I say, look, do you want this briefcase full of money for loads of guns?
They say yes. The soggy money.
The soggy money. They'll take anything. They don't know what it is. It's fine.
Isn't your whale feeling dehydrated once more and wants another little paddle in the sea?
Oh, God. Fine. So, right, we go to the Dead Sea. He dips in, comes out. We're on our way again.
Okay, well, your car's going along and suddenly you're being pursued by another car that appears to be a police car.
It appears to be a police car.
I know, but it has a siren on it. So what else could it be?
One minute left.
We carry on going because I don't believe it is a police car.
Oh, no, it is for definite. It has the siren and everything.
Okay, in which case we stop and interrogate him and say, are you a police officer?
No, because it's me.
There we go. And the killer whale eats you.
Oh.
Then we carry on.
Right.
We're on kind of the borders of China now. It's a very, very fast car, as I've said. And we're just kind of going across, meandering.
Last-ditch effort. In the middle of the road, waiting for you, shank in hand. One of the balloons of Mexican black tar heroin has burst in his system. Mr. Blobby is waiting for you, and he is angry that you killed his best friend via whale.
I understand your point, but I don't think he's angry. He's sexually frustrated. I leave.
It's
Oprah
very hard
Winfrey.
To tell with him.
I give him Oprah Winfrey.
Why would you give him Oprah? Since that's clearly not the one he was eyeing up.
Okay, so I do the deed, and then we move on.
10 seconds left.
I'm going across to China. The train is... I can see the train now. We are side by side with the train. I throw the whale on, I throw myself on, and we put it into go to make the train slow down.
Oh, very clever. Johnny Sawyer. Excellent stuff there from Johnny and Pip. But now we're moving on to Tom and Wiley. Tom, congratulations on winning the first round. You have with you your T-shirt cannon, Sir Elton John, and your trampoline on wheels. But Wiley will now be trying to stop you getting to Tokyo using his malevolent human brain in a jar, his Beverly Town Lawn Bowls team, County Champions 2003, and his fan rigged to a skateboard. So best of luck to you, Tom. Your time starts now.
Okay, so I take off on my trampoline on wheels, which I jury-rig using T-shirts stuffed with something that floats, polystyrene, I guess, into a raft, taking me out to sea, immediately regretting this decision when I realise just how precarious this might be.
As you're floating across the sea, you come across the Beverly Town synchronised swimming team, County Champions 2016.
Okay, so I man the T-shirt cannons.
You've only got one cannon.
The T-shirt cannon. firing fun run T-shirts into their faces that they're allowed to keep. I'm not unreasonable. To ward them off. Well, Elton John bouts out a James, give me an Elton John song.
The Lion King.
Go for the Lion King.
don't go breaking my heart, maybe. I don't
know. Yeah, there we go. There we go. Yeah, as I kind of drift, weathering storms and squalls and other.
During one of the storms, a tsunami opens up, and there's actually a spinning human head in a jar warbling all the way to the surface. And it's also attracted in a jellyfish, which has somehow sort of biofused together with the brain and is now a huge.
Damn, son, that's straight Lovecraftian. Oh, God.
And it's just malevolently coming for you.
Well, I hope it's allergic to 100% cotton, because I've still got. I've got enough of these t-shirts for a while. Is it, though?
No, it's not, sorry. Okay, it would be fantastic if it was.
I take a leaf out of your book and I punch it as hard as I can. And it seems to slow it down long enough for me to wash up somewhere around Australia. It's been a long journey.
Okay, a long journey.
Yeah, so from Australia, I kind of hitch up the trampoline on wheels into some kind of crazy, like, backpack that also propels me by the wind. I'm really quite tired, you know.
1 minute left.
So, I get to the Northern Territories that I didn't find out by just looking on the map a moment ago.
Are you just going to get back in the ocean again?
I'm going to just get back. I don't want to wash up in Japan. That's cheating.
Waiting for you on the Northern Australian coast is it's me. I'm standing there and I've got this fan rigged to a skateboard. And remember, it's supercharged from before. It's basically a spinning blade. It's a chainsaw.
Is it a chainsaw really, though, it's or is it a broken fan?
Well, you know what? Why don't you touch it and find out?
Ow! We'll go for somewhere in between.
Okay. It's dangerous.
I use the trampoline on wheels like Captain
America.
There's
America's. A hole in it. I've ripped a hole in it.
Oh, no. I use Sir Elton John as a shield. fighting my way into the current until I can hop into a... I'm trying to think of what boats they have in Australia, like Boateroos or something.
Yeah. Sure. 10 seconds left.
That I used to paddle all of the way to Japan and then come ashore, glorious if slightly traumatised, like with a nasty cut on my hand.
Excellent, Tom Harrison. Wonderful stuff. Oh. Poor Elton.
Yeah.
Really broke his heart.
All right, fantastic stuff there. But now it's time to find out the conclusion and who has won tonight's A Little Bit Racy. The train finally comes to a halt and the weary passengers get off, shaken but safe. But wait, how are they all going to get to Portland if the trains aren't running? I guess they'll just have to take the replacement bus service. And it's you, our winner tonight, Johnny Sawyer! Yay! Congratulations. That's all we got time for. I'd like to thank tonight's panellists, Pip Mason, Johnny Sawyer, David Wiley, and Tom Harrison. I've been your host, James Cottle, and if you've been affected by any of the issues raised in this programme, then maybe you should stop going on implausible adventures across the globe with randomly assigned useless itinerary. See you next time! Enjoyed A Little Bit Racy and would like to find out more? Follow us on Twitter at A Little Bit Racy and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/A Little Bit Racy.